Maryland's news now. WBAL and WBAL.com.
Hopefully, players will see that they don't judge me by because I'm gay. They see, hey, does this person works hard? Can he win us games? Can he win us a championship? What I can. It's a workplace. You want to be act professional. And people will talk about the stereotype of gays being in the locker room. To me, I think that it's a little stereotype that gay people are predators, and I like it's just very offensive.
Football star Michael Sam last night on ESPN. He's not an NFL player yet, by judging by his skill as a defensive end. That's just a matter of time. And when that happens, the 24-year-old All-American from the University of Missouri will be the first openly gay NFL player. Michael Sam says, I want my own truth. Co-founder of Outsports.com, Jim Buzinski, joins us to talk about this milestone. Jim, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
It seems like out of all the sports, I mean, I remember when Jason Collins came out. Obviously, he's an NBA player and sort of on the downside of his career at the time. And that was a big deal, someone from one of those big four sports. But everyone seems to be talking about when an NFL player does it, it will be such a huge deal. Are you sensing that, or will it just sort of pass us by as maybe not having quite the impact as maybe many people think?
I think if he plays in an NFL game, it'll be the biggest gay sports story in American history. For its significance, I mean, the NFL is obviously the most popular sport in the country, and it's the most followed. And we've had gay people play in the NFL before. They've all come out after they've retired, so they have someone actively do it. But we also never had an active NHL or Major League Baseball player yet either. And in Jason Collins' case, he never has played since he's announced he's gay. So this would kind of be the first of the big four, and by far the biggest four. So, yeah, I don't think it could be overstated right now. In the next 3 months, they're going to tell us a lot. I mean, before the draft. If he goes undrafted, that'll tell us something. If he goes like he's projected in the third or fifth round, that'll tell us the NFL is simply judging him on his ability.
Yeah, I read somewhere that anonymously some NFL executives told, I think, SI.com that this will hurt him in the draft. And mostly, not him necessarily, but the team doesn't want to deal with it.
You know, NFL is famous for claiming everything's a distraction. You know, that they don't want you to have an outside life. They don't want you to have any other interest outside of football. In this case, I think it should not be a distraction because Michael is telling teams 3 months ahead of time, if you draft me, you're getting a gay player. So there might be teams that pass on him, but I know, for example, the Baltimore Ravens have upper management. It's very gay-friendly. They've been very supportive when Brendan Iambadejo spoke out. And if the Ravens think he fits their need, I can see the Ravens taking him. And if the Ravens don't draft him, I think it'll be because Michael Sam doesn't fit what they're looking for on the field. I don't think I have nothing to do with sexual orientation. Some other teams may pass on him for that, but these people are just always overly concerned about all these distractions, as if there's not a million distractions they've already dealt with people accused of actual real crimes. These people have no problem finding a spot in an NFL team, so the idea that a gay player would somehow cause this locker room to dissolve is crazy.
Well, I think isn't there some proof to that theory that it would not? Because he's already told his teammates in Missouri, and apparently it happened at the beginning of the season, and the season went on. We didn't even hear about it.
Well, that's an excellent point. He came out to his football team last August at a team function. He had his best season ever. They all loved him. They had a wonderful season. They went 12-2. They won the Cotton Bowl. They were a couple of plays away from possibly playing for the national championship. And it was a non-issue. His teammates were great with it. There was another player that we wrote about last year who was a kicker at Middle Tennessee State, which just by the name you would think, oh my God, the Deep South, and it's hostile. He was totally out to his team. 100% acceptance. So the idea that people in Missouri and Tennessee in college would embrace him, but a group of professional athletes were paid to be professional would somehow, try to run him out of the league? I just find that really an insult to players, actually. I'd like to give players more credit. There'll be some who will be opposed, but I think they'll get over that pretty quickly once they see what kind of great guy Michael is.
We continue our conversation with Outsports.com's Jim Buzinski in 10 minutes, and we'll talk about Michael Sam's timing and what about his life helped him reach the decision to go public.
Maryland's news now on WBAL and WBAL.com.
I was actually going to whatever team I got drafted, and I was going to tell the owner and the coach and the GM, about my sexuality. And knowing 2 weeks ago that how many people actually knew, we expected that all the scouts knew. And because I did make it public to my team. And then once scouts came and asked about me, you know, they told about, like, Michael Sam's gay. And but I didn't know how many media actually knew. And I was afraid that it will leak out without me actually owning my truth. I wanted to let the world know and tell them that, hey, I'm gay. Let me tell my own story.
That was SEC Co-Defensive Player of the Year from the University of Missouri, Michael Sam, who may very well become the first openly gay player in the NFL if he's drafted as predicted. Even the White House is applauding his decision to announce he's gay. We talked with co-founder of Outsports.com, Jim Buzinski, about some more reasons why Sam decided the time was right.
Yeah, he comes from a very rocky family background where three of his siblings, you know, have died. Two others have been in prison. His parents were divorced. So we met him on Saturday night at those of us at Outsports. And he's told us that compared to that, this whole thing seems kind of rather easy to get through. I mean, you know, all he's saying is I prefer, you know, I'm my sex orientation is gay. Other than that, he's a football player, and football players play football.
Yeah, let me ask you this, too. Does it help other gay athletes that he is 6'3" and 260 pounds, and he's like, I'm gay, okay?
Well, it helps that he's on defense, because on defense you could actually hit people, you know? So if you're on offense, you sort of are more on, you know, you're trying to block in something. But as a defensive player, if someone gave him some crap on the field, I think if that happened, I think his teammates would rally around him. But he's allowed to hit the quarterback, so if I was an NFL quarterback, I wouldn't say anything negative about Michael Sam unless you want to get maybe planted into the ground.
How significant is this to you that this is happening at a time when we're watching the Olympics today and there's so much talk about gay athletes?
Well, I think all these coincidences it happened just today. In English, the captain of the English soccer team came out, the female captain came out as gay, and she said she was inspired about what happened on Sochi. Michael, not inspired. The timing is coincidental, but it sort of shows that this story is like at the beginning. You asked, would this be a sort of a story we'll all kind of, you know, forget about? It has staying power because he's only one. I mean, there's 32 teams times 52 players. That's 1,600 NFL players. There are clearly more than one gay guy in the league. So times that by four professional sports, you're looking at, you know, a couple thousand athletes, so there's a lot more stories to tell. So he's kind of only the first, and he'll always be significant for that. Now, there is the caveat is he may wind up not being very good and not making a roster. You know, that has happened before when guys get drafted. So we have to wait and see, but we have another good 6 months to see this all play out.
All right, Jim Buzinski, Outsports.com. Thank you so much for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me.